religion can be used as a tool for oppression based on how people interpret the data that they're given in, let's say, the book. But I would also ask you, is it not said, or can it not be said the same thing about science? Is science purely unbiased?
So that has nothing to do with, that's a horrible comparison. Science does not give prescriptions. It does not give commands. It does not tell you what you should do. Religious texts do exactly that. Religious texts say, do these things, do not do these things, beware of people that do these things. On pain of not just death, but eternal death and eternal suffering, do these things. That is a kind of extortion that you cannot find in science. It just simply is not possible.
So I would agree on pure science. Yeah, definitely. Like, no doubt about it. But I would also say and counter that by saying people are the ones that perform, you know, the science and present the data, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm getting at, which I know that you're obviously going to make a few claims against this, but regardless, this is history, is that the theory of evolution or the ideology that man is evolving has been and still is today by some people, maybe not the greater community, but was used, and not only was it used by a few people, it was used to pass very many governmental programs.
That has nothing to do with whether or not it's true.
Agreed. I would agree with that statement. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just wanting to make the claim and lay the foundation that data can be interpreted and pushed a certain way.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the claim that I'm making, is that, and somebody had asked in the comments earlier, because I had made the statement that the very foundation of evolution, and I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, was laid on the ideology of racism. Do you agree or disagree with
that? That's such a stupid thing to say. No.
So it wasn't used as a methodology to claim a superior race for years.
That is not what you just said. You said evolution was founded on racism.
And what was Charles Darwin's ideas towards races?
He had racist beliefs, but he also had beliefs that were far less racist than many of his contemporaries. For example, believing that humans came out of Africa, which was not widely accepted or believed. Huge numbers of, especially Christian groups, thought that God created different groups of people differently across the planet. Even still today, you will find it's very prevalent in the young earth creationist group and in flat earth groups too, the idea that certain people on this planet are the offspring of human Nephilim hybrids, and so they are less than human, actually. Evolution teaches us that every single human is just a human being. It is, although there are no values, the science does not like contain values. The only information you can get from science is like literally anti-racist in that sense. And so it's actually the only thing that can dispel those idiotic racist ideas that Christianity has promulgated.
Well, you say Christianity, but I would agree with you on that fact that the true science proves that we are humankind. We're not the human, we're not a race, we're not a species, in my opinion. Like, we are kind.
No, we are a species. There's no such thing as a kind. But we can get into that. But no, so evolution was not founded on racism. If you're talking about eugenics,
Well, hold on. We just said that Darwin had racist undertones to his belief system, and he was the first to promulgate this idea. So how can you claim contrary to that?
Oh, for crying out
loud. I'm not saying that all evolutionists are racist. I'm just saying that historically, that this is the foundation that was laid.
No, that's completely false. So Charles Darwin did not, nowhere in the science does it say that different groups of humans have different values or are worth more or less or anything like that. Instead, what he said is that all humans come from a common stock. Now, he did have racist ideas about different races of people, but unlike many of his...
We could read his quotes and see
yes,
what he
I
said.
Know.
You know what I mean? Like,
if you're talking about the thing where he said that the white people will inevitably like colonize and destroy other places, at no point... I've heard this several times. He said that he thinks that is what will happen. He never said that's what should happen. And I've read his journals. I've read his Voyage of the Beagle. And yes, he says racist things like a lot of people in the 1830s would have said. But he also talks about people around the world as being really like he witnesses the struggles that they go through with other people that are empowered over them, and he recognizes their humanity, and he sees the tragedy in that as well. So, but he was pretty racist.
I
mean,
I'm saying that just fundamentally looking at this, he viewed the world like one race had evolved out of the other race. Can we at least agree on that?
No, because
he believed that, not us or you or the greater scientific community today, but Darwin's belief would have been that we came from apes and that dark-skinned people came from that and that light-skinned evolved from that. Is that not true?
So, well, that just is, I don't know exactly what you mean, but what you're saying literally is true, because the first humans in Africa almost certainly had quite dark skins. And when humans left Africa and went to other places around the globe, skin tones changed slowly over thousands of years. So that's just, we know that that's true.
So chronologically speaking, you're taking the position, because I've heard other evolutionists say that that's not true, that y'all have some other proof that humans didn't evolve in Africa now. But
no.
You're claiming that...
Young Earth creationists say stuff like that.
No, I've heard evolutionists claim this, that that's not the truth anymore, that they don't claim that because of this very argument. So chronologically speaking, you are telling me that the darker-skinned, highly melanated human beings came first and their genetic bloodline is less evolved than what came later. Is this what I'm hearing?
The fuck does that mean, less evolved?
We are evolving with time, yes or no?
Yes, yeah, so are they.
Okay, so I'm saying what came first, according to you, according to evolution, what are
you
promoting
think,
with your belief system?
Do you think that a child is more evolved than its parent?
No, not at all, but you
okay,
would tell
then,
me that a human
then
being
if
is
humans
more evolved
left,
than an ape, yes or no?
Then if humans left Africa, that doesn't mean that people that still live in Africa are less evolved than people that live in other places in the world. That's ridiculous. Because
I would agree with you. I don't disagree with the statement. I don't think that we're different. But evolution teaches chronologically one thing came first, and you preach life is evolving against the grain and doing all of these different things. So secondarily, the lighter skinned quote-unquote races came next, correct or no?
Yes, but that doesn't make them more evolved, because the other people are
okay,
still evolving.
Define evolution for me one time. Change over time, correct? Change in the hereditary traits if we want to go into biologic evolution.
The hereditary
so
traits
originally,
of... Stop. You're saying such insane, asinine stuff that is not taught in evolution. The people that live in Africa are still undergoing genetic change. Just because their skin because their skin doesn't their skin tone doesn't change doesn't mean that other genetic characteristics that they have are changing. What you're doing is you're actually sliding in some racial prejudices that I think you innately have by hyper fixating on skin tone.
Preaches this.
Jacob, I am Jacob, stop.
This.
No, it does not. What you're doing is I don't think you're a racist person.
40 different government
Jacob,
programs that,
shut
that
up.
Use this very backbone.
Jacob, you have on your own, you have hyperfixated and prescribed skin tone as being a very important characteristic for no reason whatsoever. And then you unimaginatively said, shut up. And then you unimaginatively said, well, if it's true that humans left Africa and some of those people, their skin turned lighter, some of those people, it stayed pretty dark and whatever, then that means that some people evolved and some people didn't. You, like, you're the one saying the racist things, and this is not what evolution is.
I'm 36 years old. How old are you?
33.
Okay, so in high school, did you not, in middle school, did you not see the pictures of them showing us evolving into what we are?
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just asking you. Again, I don't preach this. This is what evolution teaches, is that
one. Yes, but you're misunderstanding it.
I'm not misunderstanding it. Maybe the government and everybody for the last 100 years who preached this stuff, and they claimed and did government paid for programs to literally using evolution as the backbone and the core of this reasoning system to do this stuff. So again, I'm saying that people can use the data.
Yeah, like the entire field of medicine. They want to.
What do you mean? I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about people using their belief system about what they see. They see the data. They say,
Jacob,
and I'm again presenting the position that they are taking. So don't
Jacob,
put this on me. You don't like to talk about this because Jacob, people that believe the same way that you do have this belief system.
People that believe what you do are people that think interracial marriages shouldn't happen. Segregation came from evangelical Christians, for example.
And I appreciate the fact that you're saying that, and I can acknowledge that. You won't even acknowledge that real scientists tried to provide this foundation using evolution. That's dishonest.
I don't know, so I don't know what accusation you're levying against science, but all the stuff you said about white people are more evolved than black people is not only false, but it's not what evolution says. And even somebody that didn't know anything about evolution, I can't imagine how that you'd have to be so unbelievably naive and illogical to make that conclusion.
Well, all I'm saying is you would claim that evolution, and this is what we were told, you know, as kids, that life came from Africa and that now we observe all the different races. They came from the original pair that evolved from apes. So we are evolved out of them. This is not me saying this. This is the teaching of evolution itself. Change over time. So
what is racist about that?
It means we have evolved. Because it teaches that, in my opinion, that colored people are not as human or as evolved as we are. That's the foundation.
I can't believe you just said that. Anyway.
That's what the teaching says.
No, I can't believe you said colored people. That's not what it...
I mean, highly melanated human beings, because we're missing melanin now, correct?
Jacob, if you want to argue you're missing melanin, then you can say that white people lost things and became less human. Okay? Anybody who does not want to make...
So, again, how is this evolution? Stop
interrupting me. We actually already went over this. If some people left Africa and their skin got lighter, that doesn't mean that the light-skinned people evolved and the people that stayed in Africa did not evolve. Unless you think the only difference between two groups of people is what their skin color is. So you're interjecting.
Why do you keep saying me? I'm just telling you the historical record. What happened in history? You are disagreeing.
You are using your worldview to interpret evolution.
White people used this very reasoning to do the things and justification for what they've done. And you want to pivot and point it towards me. I don't agree with any of that crap.
Well, it might help if you had the slightest understanding of how to think about it correctly, because you keep saying, and I'm not going to repeat this again, this is the last time, what you are saying is wrong, that if evolution is true and people that left Africa, their skin tone changed, then that means they evolved and the people that stayed there and still have dark skin did not evolve. Even if evolution is true, that's not what evolution teaches or means. What you're doing is you are interjecting a racist sort of behavior and attitude and just interpreting evolution in that way.
Again, I still disagree with that position because I believe, according to what I was taught as a kid at school and the angle that they made us with propaganda, in my opinion, to believe was that this is how history just played out. And that's, and you are being dishonest with the position of evolution to say that the change over, as your definition of evolution, because I've heard it a million times from atheists, define evolution, change over time, or specifically within biology, the hereditary traits. So these things now that we observe, complete quote unquote races of people or allele variations or invariances, however you want to put it. I don't believe in races. Again, I believe in the humankind. So don't.
So do I.
Okay. Well, then how can you claim from an evolutionary perspective saying that this isn't some that would not be classified as a part of evolution, that melanin disappearing or different changes within if we had originally the first.
You're just so unbearable. I can understand why this didn't work for you in school.
Explain this to me.
You're not paying attention.
Explain this chronologically.
I have five times. You're not paying attention now. You weren't paying attention then. You're just being deliberately obtuse. So if a group of people leaves Africa and their skin becomes lighter, is that evolution? In a way, it's an extremely microscopic part of evolution.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking you to admit, that you were playing.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Jacob, the people that stayed in Africa also evolved.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with that, like the people in the comments.
Then stop saying
the people in Africa didn't evolve. I'm just claiming that.
That's exactly what you have said multiple times, okay? If one people, their skin changes, and the other people, their skin doesn't change, that doesn't mean that those other people aren't evolving. But you keep saying that over and over and over and over and over again. I get that it's not your belief, but you're saying that that's what I believe in, and then that's what the science teaches.
I never said
it's
that's what
not.
You believed in. I
you're
said
saying that that's what the science
majority
teaches.
Majority-held position.
It's never been.
Then how come so many government-sponsored programs were passed in the very name of this thing? How was that? How did that happen if it wasn't a majority?
Name one government program that was passed that states white people evolved and black people didn't. Name one.
Give me a few minutes and I'll pull it up real quick. I got quite a few for you. Do you disagree that that's a thing, or are you ignorant to it?
I completely disagree that that's a thing. But I can point to many examples of Christians saying that God created the races differently, or that some races are the product of Nephilim human hybrids, and then championed segregation and voted to keep, like, literally Supreme Court justices in the United States in their deliberations where they denied the constitutional right to interracial marriage said, God created these races differently and we will keep them separate.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. I mean, that wouldn't have been my position.
Well, that's good. Just waiting
also,
on that study.
I would point you towards Schmittler. What would you say was his foundational reasoning for doing the atrocities that he did to the Hebrew people? My phone's at 2%. If it dies, I'm sorry. I'm about to find a charger.
Not evolution. They kicked evolutionary biologists out of their country. They believed in this wackadoodle myth of human ancestry, that white people came from this Aryan race, and it was like completely different stock from African people and whatever else, which is literally false. Everything about Nazism is scientifically false. It's been proven to be scientifically false. So even if they claimed that, which they didn't, even if they, I can get you, I wrote a book on this.
The Nazis did not claim racial superiority?
Of course they claimed racial superiority, but they didn't claim it in the name of science or evolution. In fact, they banned evolutionary textbooks in their country, and all of their beliefs are anti-scientific. So even if according to them, they thought it was scientific and evolutionary, or they thought it was some like version of evolution, science has proven that it wasn't. So that doesn't mean anything for evolution. They were wrong about everything. I don't know why I'm waiting for this, because this study doesn't exist, but it'll be funny to debunk it, I guess. All right, no, what's up?
These aren't studies. These are programs that were passed, government-based programs. Give me a second. I did this in categorically from in decade year, like in each decade from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Jacob, you're not reading them while you're looking at them, are you? Because we can't hear you unless you're on the app.
No, I'm trying to go back to the beginning of all of this, but if you don't even know about you would disagree that eugenics has been used as a way, and that not only that eugenics has been used, but the theory of evolution is the foundation for why they believe.
No, it's not.
Then what do they believe in? I mean, I don't get what you're saying here. They didn't believe in something else. Like, they believed that we are evolving and that they could direct the evolution.
Not really. Sort of. They believed you could direct the progress, but you don't need to believe in like actual, like the Darwinian sense of biological evolution for that. I wrote about this in my book too. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
So if you would like to have some books on the topic that were used
for eugenics, eugenics isn't evolution.
So what would you classify like the passing of the great race? What was that based on?
I don't know what the passing of the great race is, but literally eugenics is more analogous to artificial selection. Any farmer could tell you they had this idea that if we just don't allow people with mental disorders to breed, then there will never be people with mental disorders ever again. And they did this with like violent criminals and stuff like that too. That's completely unscientific. In their time, they didn't know anything about genetics, and they certainly didn't understand very much about the human condition. They thought that would work, but modern science teaches us that that's completely untrue, and there's no evolution in eugenics. I'm trying to find the name of the guy, but the guy that came up with the first book published on eugenics was published before Darwin published On the Origins of Species.
I know this idea is not new. It goes back thousands of years. We've just started calling it eugenics or eugenics. But anyway, well,
then it has nothing to do with evolution.
1924. Yes, it does. It's the idea that things are changing, and that if eugenics is based on the fact that we can direct that change, then they go hand in hand. You can't separate them.
You can't. That's...
From the evolutionist like, point, you could separate it like for you, but I'm saying for a eugenicist, you couldn't separate it to them.
That is the logic of that makes no sense. But before I get ahead of myself, I found this. Eugenics and social Darwinism, the application of genetics, has pre-Darwinian roots. The idea about eugenics originated in Herbert Spencer and his book Social Statistics. The book was published in 1851. On the Origin of Species was published in 1859. Spencer did believe in a type of evolution, but his evolution was a Lamarckian evolution, not Darwinian. So if you want to argue, the concept of species changing over time has the tiniest amount to do with eugenics, then yes, you do have a weak case. But it certainly has nothing to do with the modern scientific understanding of evolution, because Lamarckism and eugenics have been debunked.
Okay, so you're reading the opinion of someone about these other people. The whole point I'm getting at is the argument you're making and everyone in the comments is making and all this is that just because evolution, people that were racist believed this and used this as their belief doesn't mean that's what it is. I agree with you on that.
Okay,
I'm saying the
point?
Same thing about God, that just because you don't believe it or don't see the data correctly doesn't mean that he's not real or isn't true. That's the point I was drawing at here, is that
then
religion,
why are you bringing this
science,
up?
They can all be used as a tool to convince people of a certain ideology.
Sure. But it sounds like you're saying
again,
evolution is like in Do you think that evolution is inherently racist? Well, you actually do, but it's because you don't understand that if white people exist and evolution is true, it means white people evolved more than black people. So you do think that if that evolution is racist, but it's because you have completely the wrong idea about what it means.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you would argue that, yes, I think inherently that evolution teaches racism, but you would claim that it's because I don't understand evolution.
Yes,
exactly. I can concede to that. Like, I would agree that we have a disagreement there, but that's fine.
My point. Well, it's not very fine because if you're going to suppress scientific knowledge because you think it's racist, but the problem is you actually don't understand it, then what you're doing is deliberately holding us back from scientific knowledge. And I think scientific.
I'm not holding anybody back from doing scientific research or performing scientific knowledge, but what
you. Let me not vilify you. But if everybody thought the way you thought, then we would be holding ourselves back from scientific knowledge.
How is that true? Because again, your people again have been shown to use the same racist ideology.
What do you mean, you people?
Well, you know what I'm saying. You're calling me a Christian. I'm calling you. You know, don't do that to me, man.
We're just trying to have a little bit of fun. Yeah, I think the more scientific knowledge we have, the better off we are as a species. Does that mean that, or the better off we are, like as a people? Species was a weird thing to say. Does that mean that there will be bumps in the road? Yes. But the march of progress is shaped like a saw blade. It goes up and down, but the trend is upward. And to say, well, we simply cannot tolerate the growing pains or the unfortunate realities that people hijack knowledge and twist it for their own benefit, if we say we're too scared of that, then what we're going to do is suspend ourselves from knowledge that is going to make us better. And I don't believe in that. So